3 from Leith, number 180.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Thank you. nation, 'cause that's the nation is you. I don't know my train at certain station, 'cause that's the nation is you. On the lines around my scene I'm painted, 'cause that's the nation is you.
Welcome to 3 from Leith, number 180, from yet another damp, wet, grotty and generally miserable summer's evening here in Leith. Yep, this is second Friday in a row where I've been recording and it's very, very black outside in the sky. The rain's been coming down. I think it's off just now, but it has been belting down. It was absolutely torrential this morning when I set off for work, so for the second Friday in a row, I got a really good soaking when I was cycling to work. In fact, it was so bad this morning that even despite the fact I had waterproof overshoes on over my cycling shoes, when I got to work, I had to take them off and pour the water out the shoes. It was that wet. So thankfully, after last week's experience of soaking wet cycling shoes, sitting in them all day at work at my desk, I took a pair of ordinary light training shoes in. Well, not training shoes. Training shoe type things, I would say. I took them in with me in my bag, so I did have dry shoes to wear at work today, which was nice after last week's dampness. I actually had to replace the odour-eating insoles in the cycling shoes last weekend because of the terrible smell they were making under my desk at work last Friday. I actually pity anybody who was sitting round about me at work. They must have wondered what on earth was going on with that stink. Anyway, welcome along to 3 from Leith 180, as I said, kicking off this week with two tracks by a band called The Skelters. Now, the show is actually the wrong way around this week. I'm playing the two-track artist at the start. Normally I play that at the end, but The Skelters, I really enjoyed that. Sounded like a really good slice of early 80s, sort of new wave art school rock indie music. Reminded me a lot there, the guitar sounds and stuff. Of Fisher's Head, early Fisher's Head indeed. I was having a look through the band's MySpace page to see if Fisher's Ed or John Watts from Fisher's Ed might be one of their MySpace friends, but I couldn't see him. But I can definitely hear an influence in there. I don't know about you. But anyway, can you guess where the Skelters are from? Now, you could probably, like me, you could work out that there was an accent in the singer's voice. To me, originally, it sounded like it's perhaps French. But no. Indeed, Skelters are from Italy. You can find them at www.skelters.it. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading. I've been staring into a light bulb there and everything's gone yellow in front of my eyes. Skelters.it, which will take you to their MySpace page, actually. Their MySpace page and their Skelters.it links both go the same place, which is www.myspace.com/theskelters. T-H-E-S-K-E-L-T-E-R-S. The Skelters. Now, the Skelters are Giuseppe Russo on vocals and guitars, Alex Tolomeo on vocals, sorry, I was going to say something else here, on vocals, lead guitar and synth, and Louis Longo on bass, and Emanuele Russo on drums. And they've been a band, or they've been together, since 2007. In 2007, after they formed, they were finalists at the Italia Wave Love Festival in Calabria, and in 29th of July 2007, they played at the Natural Elementi Festival in Romania and Italy. So I'm just reading these things out from their MySpace page. That was what I was wanting to say was that in 2008 they had their first UK spring tour, in which they played in Camden Town in London, Canning Town, the Chameleon in Nottingham, and Birmingham. So if you'd been around then, perhaps you've heard of them. In July of 2008, they signed with White Records in Manchester for the production of their single London Time, and that was included in the White's compilation, which was promoted all around the UK. January of this year, they finished mastering their first official album at Sterling Sound in New York. March this year, they signed with Winona Digital Distribution and promoting the five album tracks. Well, the five album tracks they were promoting. Actually, let's try that again. They were promoting five album tracks on digital stores. God, that was a mouthful, eh? And then in June this year, they signed with Juice Management and Promotion to promote three album tracks on both FM and digital radios all over the world, which includes podcasting. And it was Juice Management, indeed, which sent me links to the Skelters tracks to get a hold of them, and thoroughly enjoyed them, as you can tell. So, if you like that, then skelters.it is the place that you need to go. Now, while I put my teeth and my tongue back in, you're going to hear another track, and this track is called Books and Boats, and the artist is Ben TD.
In a book I read by a secret light, there's a chapter just for me. And I read it with my eyes shut tight, but the words I still can see.
Oh,
when I sailed away on a boat made out of me, with my head to steer and accelerate, my throat sang out to sea, 'cause my throat
good Ben Teary and Books and Boats. I'm surprised it's taken me so long to get around to playing that one, because it's an absolute cracker. I don't know why it's taken me so long, but it has, but it's out there now, and I really do hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hopefully I'll be playing another Ben TD. See, it's all these Ben 10 kiddies adverts I keep seeing everywhere in Tesco's and sort of on posters in the street that's getting me confused now. But not Ben 10, Ben TD. And Books and Boats. And Ben is from Glasgow. Well, he's not originally from Glasgow. He lives in Glasgow now, but Ben is originally from Australia. And that track is one side of a double A single. Books and Boats backed up by Once for the Dust, which is the other track, which hopefully I will play for you again soon. That actually came out on 22nd of June on Lo-Fi Records, and it's available via iTunes. And the single is actually taken from his album Tiny Movements, which is set for release on July the 13th. So it'll be out now. So if you go over to Ben's MySpace page, then I'm sure you'll find a link to buy that one. And Ben's MySpace page is at www.myspace.com/BenTDMusic. Now, Ben actually started young, because from the age of 14... he spent his time touring the length and breadth of Australia with the band Ruby's Grace alongside his brother Sam, and then after 6 years, two albums, two EPs, and countless shows, no doubt, he decided to set out across the globe in search of a new territory, and lo and behold, 2006 he settled in Glasgow, and he soon attracted the attention of Lo-Five, which is his record label, which is established by some of the most talented musicians and songwriters in the city's thriving music scene. Lo-Five is actually a creative collective, including the Trash Can Sinatra's Joe Mango, the Brother Louie Collective, and friends of Three from Leith that have played before, L-Dog. Ben enlisted the help of the Lo-Five in-house engineer Callum Scott, and together they recorded in bedrooms and closets and abandoned rehearsal rooms an album that's both rich in detail and true to the spirit of Ben's captivating live performances. So the result, it says, is a homespun record with wonder, an eclectic collection of songs encompassing the melodic introspection of Once for the Dust, the radio-ready acoustic pop of Leaves, and the soaring anthemic spirituality of Books and Boats, which you just heard. At once worldly and intimate, recalling Fionn Regan and Gillian Welch at their best, Tiny Movements is a journal of a journey so far by an artist whose future travels are sure to be well worth following. So there you go. I think Australia's loss is Glasgow's gain, and a big thank you to Manila PR, who once again brought me some fantastic music and brought Ben TD to my attention. Now, this week's show, I think, is probably going to be a lot shorter than normal. I'm just checking how long I've actually been going. It's not that long, but we're nearly at the end, so I'm not going to force anything and just waffle on for ages. As you will know by now, that I am prone to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to start winding it up soon, because I'm sure you just want to hear the music. And I want to go and put my feet up and have some tea, because I'm absolutely Hank Marvin, starving. And talking of starving, I think, I don't know if I, well, I probably did mention it last year, the fact that there was a starving squirrel who I found one afternoon when I looked out my window, hanging from my peanut feeders, bird peanut feeders that I've got on my balcony. Now, nothing unusual about that, you might think, but the fact that I am on the top floor of a block of flats in the middle of Leith. So how a squirrel got up there, what he was doing up there, how he knew there was nuts up there, astounded me. So in the end, after he kept wrecking all my plastic bird feeders, I had to go and buy some expensive squirrel-proof bird feeders. And after that, I didn't really see him again, and I thought he was all gone. And eventually, sort of during the winter, I put up another plastic bird feeder and put some suet pellets in it for the birds over the winter to, you know, energy for the birds. And all was fine until this week, when I came home from work one afternoon, I thought, where's the plastic feeder? And the plastic feeder is lying on the ground in the balcony, sort of all broken open. And I thought, that's a bit strange. So I picked up, put it back up again. And next again day, I came home from work, it was lying on the balcony floor again. And I thought, now that's more than coincidence that it's come off 2 days in a row. It's lasted since sort of the start of last winter, and it's not fallen off despite some of the howling gales that we had. So it's not fallen off in a light breeze. So I thought, well, it's pouring a rain out there. I'm not going to go out and pick it up. I'll pick it up tomorrow. Next night, came home from work, looked out. The plastic body was gone. There was only the plastic top and hook left. So I've no idea where the plastic body went. I suspect a little squirrel may have lifted it, or knocked it off the balcony in his haste to try and get the remaining sunflower seeds out of it. But I suspect the little chappy is back again. I haven't seen him yet, but I suspect he's back. But he may not be back again, because that's the only one that he can get access to. And now it's destroyed, so he won't get access to anything else in the bird-proof one. So perhaps Sammy the Squirrel will be gone again. Although it would be quite funny just to see him at that height. But that's that. And I also, I think I mourned last week about phoning the police after catching kids in the act of jumping on top of vans just behind my flat here. Well, after basically the police call handler, who made me out to be the criminal for taking photographs of the kids in the act of trashing the vans and running about on the roof of the building next door, who made me feel like some kind of sort of paedophile for taking photographs of kids that I didn't know. Well, happily, Leith Police phoned me last Saturday, and they were desperately keen to see the photographs to catch the kids who were jumping on the vans. I don't know why it took them so long to get in touch. I think somebody higher up must have complained. They must have had someone more important than me, and the other people who phoned that day must have complained, because they phoned up and asked me if they could see the photographs. They were keen to catch these kids. They'd had a large number of calls on the day it was happening, so I don't know why they didn't come round the day it was happening, but never mind. So I sent them my photographs, and they're happy, and they think they know who they are anyway, but that was just to confirm it, so everything's fine. I've confirmed the police. I actually asked them, was I in the wrong taking pictures of kids in the act of committing criminal damage? And I was told no, they were more than happy for concerned citizens witnessing a crime to get as much information about it as possible, including taking photographs of it actually happening, because that helps the police. So there we go. I don't know whether I should be annoyed they didn't come round at the time it was happening, since the kids were there for over 2 hours, so they could have caught them then, or whether I should be pleased that they wanted them and they did eventually make the effort. Not quite sure yet, I haven't made my mind up. So that brings me on to the last track of this week's Three from Leith podcast. But before I go, I'm trying to introduce a new feature into the podcast where you can vote, or basically approach me and ask to hear a track again that you've heard on Three from Leith. And I was trying to do it via Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, then you can look for me on Twitter. And surprisingly, I'm Three from Leith, or one big long word, no underscores or anything, just Three from Leith, one word. I'm on Twitter. So if you befriend me on there, tell me you're listening to the podcast, and you can, when you're there, like, I'm sort of, I'm getting tongue-tied again, can you tell? when you're on Twitter, contact me, drop me a direct mail, or just basically send a tweet and ask for the band or for the track that you would most like to hear again, and I'll do my very best every week to play a track suggested by listeners on the podcast. So catch me on Twitter and request a track that you really fancy hearing again. Now I'm going to go, and the last band you're going to hear is the AB Theory. I was contacted by Jesse J. Smith of the AB Theory back in June, 18th of June in fact, and he told me he played a mix of electronica and indie pop, and he was wondering if I might be interested in including him in the podcast. And well, I've finally got round to it, Jesse. It's not taking me too long, because sometimes these things can take me months, but I'm finally here, and I'm going to play a track from the AB Theory, and the track is Tell Me How Colorado Is. Now, I just want to warn you, I think I heard one naughty word when I was listening to this earlier, so it's not terribly obvious, so you might miss it, but just be warned that it is in there in case you're listening to this in a place where you wouldn't want swearing to be heard. So a big thank you anyway to Jesse for sending me the link to the AB Theory's music, and he says that some of his recent accomplishments have included being a featured band on purevolume.com, having an unsigned feature on thedailychorus.com, and being featured as an unsigned artist and an exclusive on absolutepunk.net. So I'm going to leave you with the AB Theory. If you want to find out more about them, you can find them on www.myspace.com/theABtheory. Again, all one word. And I will catch you all again next week. Thanks for listening, thanks for staying subscribed, and thank you for continuing to support the independent artists in 2009. I'm sure they appreciate your help as much as I appreciate you helping them. So, catch you all again in 7 days' time. Until then, be good, and I'll see you then. Cheerio!
Filling my lungs up with smoke to try and forget. powered by Libsyn.